This moment, since I say more chair, this first address as I end the time for Dr. Tahir Mohamad, the service of January 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Georgina Kizat, G-E-O-R-G-A-N-A space K-E-Y-S. Data breach is 11281958. Primary care physician, please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of December 11, 2012. Chart, please, the reason for fearful up, the of the collision trap. We had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Akiz in our today. Please, as I know, she's a very pleasant 4 years old African American lady. The past medical exam is for COPD. GRD, history of seizures, degenerative arthritis, disc herniation, migraine, congestive heart failure, NYHF functional calcification 2 to 3 with a recent ejection fraction of 15% to 20%, coronary artery disease, post multiple left heart catheterization, or left heart catheterization done twice, one on August 1st, 2012. The other one is report is bending, which was on last month's period. She also has spasmodic ACS, significant for episodes and frequent syncope attack period. She is in our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up visit. Period, next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of chest pain, which is dull in nature, in the middle of her chest, abstention or radiating, comes with exertion, sometimes at rest, and can goes up to 8 out of 10 in intensity. Period, she also complains of shortness of breath and mild exertion. The patient also complains of lightheadedness and dizziness with the history of passing out a syncope attack 4 days ago. She also complains of bilateral extremity edema, which is more evident on the left side than the right side, and it's non-progressive. The patient also has a history of recent tuberculosis. She denies any lower extremity pain. Period. She also complains of proximal extremity dyspnea. Period. She denies any palpitations. Period. She is following her primary care physician. Yes, she's compliant with our medication. Period. Next, fast medication. Number one, hypertension. Period. Next number. COPD. Period. Next number. GRD. Period. Next number. History of seizures. Period. Next number. Degenerative arthritis. Period. Next number. Disc herniation. Period. Next number. Frequency of attacks, period number, coronary artery disease, post left heart catheterization. Period number, congestive heart failure, NYHF fracture calcification 2 to 3. The recent ejection fraction of 15 to 20%, status post ICD device placement.
About 2 years ago. Social history.
From plotted on August 31st, 2012, period.
Previously.
Next paragraph, past surgery, signal for number one, coronary artery bypass surgery done on December 11, 2011, period, number heart catheterization done on August 31, 2012, number defibrillator insertion done on August 31, 2012. Period, next paragraph, surgery, the patient is an active smoker. She had a chronic history of smoking. Currently, she smokes one cigarette per day. She denies the alcohol, using any illicit drugs. Period. Next, family history for coronary disease, hypertension, cancer of bladder, breast cancer, and colon cancer, and also diabetes mellitus. Period. Next, paragraph. Allergies. The patient is allergic to toradol, heparin, and penicillin. Period. Next, paragraph. Current medications. Please copy the current medication list from page 2 of December 11, 2012 chart, and please add to number 7 that we increase the dose to twice daily for the next week, and then she used to continue on the 40 milligrams once a day. period.
About the
physical examination by the scientist, the visual blood pressure is 107/74, her lab pulse is 86 beats per minute, right, her weight is 101 pounds, her height is 5 feet 3 inches, her BMI 35.6, period. Please call the normal physical lab finding template, period, this paragraph, diagnosing investigations, number one. EKG done on January 23rd, 2013, showing a ventricular rate of 81 beats per minute, and normal axis, sinus rhythm, otherwise indeterminate EKG. Period next to a number. 2D tonsil of the echocardiogram done on January 17th, 2013, showing the ventricular systolic function is severely impaired with an approximate ejection fraction of 10% to 15%. Moderate or grade 2 diastolic function. Period. There is mild motor regurgitation. Period. Next number. Chest X-ray done on January 15, 2013, showing cardiomegaly with mild pulmonary vascular congestion, period. Small left pleural effusion, period. Right lower lung plate-like atelectasis, period. Next number. Lab test done on January 17, 2013, showing sodium 133, potassium 4.6, fluoride 102, carbon dioxide 25, urea nitrogen 17, creatinine 1.2, calcium 9.0. Hemoglobin 11, hematocrit 33, MCV 86.6. Platelets 304,000, period. Next number. Please cover the following diagnostic investigations from page 3 of December 11, 2012 chart. Cardiac catheterization, lower extremity venous Doppler, carotid Doppler bilaterally. Period, next number, left heart catheterization was done last month, we're still waiting on the report. Period, next paragraph, assessment and plan, number one. Coronary disease, the patient has a history of coronary disease, status post CAPG, born on December 11, 2011, and also status post two left heart catheterization. The first one was done on August 31st, 2012. I showed the three vessel disease with severe RCA stenosis, severe OM, and diagonal stenosis. Period. Today, the patient is complaining of chest pain, which is can go up to 8 out of 30 intensity. Period.
Test.
The patient has a recent echo left heart catheterization, but we're still waiting on the report. Period. The patient was asked to continue the same medication regimen, and we'll continue to monitor her closely for any worsening of her symptoms. We also advise her to contact us immediately or go to the hospital in case she's feeling any worse. Period. We'll continue to follow up with him the next follow up visit regarding this matter. Period. Next number, congestive heart failure. The patient has a history of congestive heart failure, NYHF fracture association 2 to 3, with a recent ejection fracture of 15%, which was apparent on her recent echocardiogram, which was done on January 17, 2013. Period. On today, the patient has complained of shortness of breath and mild or moderate exertion. Period. She's status post defibrillator implanted in August 31st, 2012. Period. We'll continue to monitor her close and follow up with her regarding this matter and then follow up visit. Period. Meanwhile, she's to continue the same medication regimen. We also increased the Lasix dosage, 40 milligrams to be taken twice daily for the next week, and then to go back to once daily as usual. Period. We will keep a close eye on her. Period. Next number. Hypertension, alternative visits, blood pressure is 107 over 74, which is well maintained. PHE to continue the same medication anyone. I said to strictly also turn off data and continue to monitor her blood pressure reading. Then it's follow up with spirit next number. Defibrillator device placement. The patient's status defibrillator device placement done in August 2012. We recommended the patient to continue follow up with the device clinic for regular checkup and integration of her device. Period next number. Lower extremity edema. Until the patient was complaining of lower extremity edema bilaterally, but especially on the left side, period. Her recent venous ultrasound came up as normal, period. We did increase the Lasix dosage for the next week to be taken, 40 milligrams to be taken twice daily instead of once. Then she can continue after that 1 week as regular. Period also advised her to elevate her legs as much as possible. To help decrease the lower extremity edema period. We'll follow up with her after the on the next follow-up visit for assessment of manager accordingly. Period. Next number. Your smoking cessation. The patient is an active smoker and she has a chronic history of smoking. Period. Currently, she is smoking about 1 to 2 cigarettes per day. Period. We strongly advise her to quit smoking and we offer our support in case she is willing to do so. Period. We will continue follow up with her regarding this matter in the next follow up visit. Period. Next number. Dizziness or lightheadedness. The patient has a history of dizziness or lightheadedness, and she also had a history of episodes of passing out. Period. The patient was evaluated further for possible syncopal attacks, but nothing significant was found. Period. She used to follow with her primary care physician and neurologist regarding the history of passing out. Period. Next number, she is the patient has a known history of seizures. She used to take Depakote, 500 milligrams, which she increased to 750 milligrams recently. Period.
It's all in the same procedure.
She used to follow up with her primary care physician and neurologist regarding this matter. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for now supervising the care of Mrs. Keys. Period. I phone number for her to call question or concerns at any time. Period. See her back in our clinic in 2 weeks or so necessary. Period. New answer is to continue seeing her primary care physician regarding the return to healthcare. Period. Thank you very much. This is the health as a homosexual. That's a more change. This is a chair. Medication. Except for Dr. Tyre Mohammed. Peace and the